Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out, episode 36. Stuff happens.
A lot of stuff happens.
And a few other things in between there.
Yeah, what other things, Jesse?
Robert, you know, that stuff. Sticks things into his ass.
Descriptive.
Oh, whatever. Okay. I've noticed, like,
I was
listening to somebody talk about Hulhauser and how Hulhauser doesn't put, any, like, nothing touches the cutting floor of, or the editing floor of Hulhauser's show. I know he's dead and stuff. He doesn't have a show anymore from the grave.
But hard to do when you're dead.
That's amazing. Yeah. Hulhauser had a public access show because it was just in California.
Yeah.
He's more famous now because he's getting told about on podcasts from people who live in California.
Yeah, I know that. And put a dick in your mouth.
But somebody said, nothing ever touches the floor of Hulhauser's show. Everything gets in. Like, he showed up to this diner one time, didn't tell the diner he was coming, and then called the owner on camera and is like, well, I've got a TV show to film. And I'm not even in the state, man. And where'd this painting come from? He will be missed.
Yeah.
Even though I've never seen his show, and I'm not even from California. Whatever. Yeah. I've heard enough of his voice on different things to realize that he was a national fucking treasure.
You hear him every week on Babylon.
Yeah. On Babylon. He's on the Adam Carolla podcast every now and then. They bring him up to bitch about him. But I've noticed as the podcast goes on, there's not a lot that ends up on my editing floor. Theoretically, my digital editing floor.
Yeah.
Like when we start something, I will just fucking let that ride and then go, welcome to Why Do We Hang Out? So.
Points this.
Yeah. No.
We have a fucking
point there.
You can justify it.
Yeah. But sometimes we'll just be saying weird fucking shit right before we say, I don't know. And that's how I got herpes the third time. Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out? Episode.
It is our destiny. Mm-hmm. It's going to be just fine.
I'm not getting herpes. You can have herpes.
Destiny. Oh, our destiny. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, listen.
Do you get herpes?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's his herpes. He's got herpes. He's going to spread all those.
Apparently, yeah.
Well, I don't want your herpes.
Well, you want to go on a date with him, so.
That's because he puts out some coin.
Is it willing to get herpes from?
It's pesos.
Yeah, pesos. It's the peso herpes.
Justin, what's the official currency of Puerto Rico?
7.1 for American.
Or American territory. Dollar.
I was gonna say the United States dollar. Yeah.
The worst Puerto Rican lesson.
No, I don't. You guys fucking call it up all the time.
So what are you then?
Technically Puerto Rican.
Technically Mexican.
Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
What's another name for Puerto Rican?
Latin.
Latino? He does have a Latin temper.
He does, actually.
Apparently so.
It makes a lot of fucking sense.
Chris was telling you about when he walked through a glass door. He was selling it hard on Justin's Latin temper. How many times, Justin?
I've been through a few doors.
Well, we know that.
But not in high school. Just one.
Just one.
Just one.
Just that one day.
I don't think it was bulletproof. It was just like plexiglass.
It's really hard to break glass.
Yeah.
Well, it had the pressure on it. Didn't have the wires in it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
You didn't see the wire?
Technically bulletproof.
I don't remember leaving the cafeteria. Existed. To walking up the stairs to the door, to the skylight area. I got blacked out during that 10 seconds, 15 seconds, whatever.
This is Latin temper.
Last thing I remember is being pissed off at
tunnel vision, motherfucker.
Alex, and then glass. Like, in between there, I don't remember.
Like, there's a lot of stairs.
So. Yeah, I don't remember any of that. Like, I was
so pissed. Because he hit a fucking door.
Yeah.
No wonder he's going to listen
to this and be all mad that he wasn't here to tell his whole story. He's going to
tell
another
part. We already told this story, though.
Can we tell this story?
We've told this story.
Yeah, like 10, 15 episodes ago.
Welcome to the intro. That's more of another podcast.
Yeah, go back and listen to our previous episodes if this is your first one.
Well, oh, yeah.
Oh, and Justin and I talked to Chris's girlfriend the other day.
Oh, that was
pretty sweet.
Naomi.
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 Is it really Naomi?
Yeah.
Naomi.
I thought that was just like a weird misspelling in the text. I was like,
nope.
I didn't find out her name until like 3 days ago.
I thought, yeah, when he fucking sent us to the text. Well, she's sending Jacob texts through Chris's cell phone because Chris is playing it smart and not letting her send us texts from her cell phone.
It's spoiling Star Wars.
Yeah, he spoiled Star Wars. No, but if she sent us a text from her cell phone,
that's pretty cool.
No, it'd be great for us.
Yeah.
Not for Chris.
Nope.
Chris plays shit close to the vest because we get in close and they all love us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call of the
Wild. Like,
Super stiff.
We wouldn't, like, you know, do anything inappropriate and embarrassing.
No.
Why he would ever, like,
we become friends. Yeah. We're trying to invite his girlfriend into the fold.
We even have to talk to her on the phone Friday.
Which was surprising.
I think because we just pressured him into a corner where he couldn't escape from two big
men. We did kind of pressure him into a corner.
And he was blushing.
No, Chris is intimidated by us.
Yeah.
Blushing? That's a good story.
I think I have pictures of him blushing.
Maybe he's gay.
No, Justin takes pictures of the worst fucking times.
No, it's mostly of his hand. Mostly of his hand. Yep. Basically, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I can't actually see his face in any of these. Yeah, it's, I see half a face.
Well, with that, let's get the fuck out of here?
No. We still have to do an intro.
We got 20 more minutes of intro.
Yeah.
I thought we were doing the intro now.
That's what you get for thinking.
Oh, we haven't even started this yet.
Game on. Talk about Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Yeah. So, like, at this rally, like, yesterday or the day before, there was this Muslim lady in a fucking hijab and stuff, or she had a head covering.
Okay.
I'm never sure which one's which. But she had her head covering, and on her shirt, I think it said, "I come in peace."
Okay.
And then her and her husband had, like, the Star of David or what, you know how they used to make Jews and Nazi Germany?
Yes, those bands. Yeah,
not the bands, the stars on their chest.
It's like to notify... Yeah.
Well, didn't they have the bands, too? Like
for, they had
like,
tattoos, and they had bands
tattoos
and shit.
On their arms. They're, like, number tattoos.
Yeah, they had their numbers on their arms.
And they,
it was a filing system.
But they had fabric stars on all their clothes, too. Yeah. So they had these fabric stars on their chest, and they got kicked out, and then people were getting in their face as they're trying to leave, like, and putting Trump signs. I'm like, oh, this is... People like to refer to Obama as not as Hitler, but this guy's got this Hitler vibe going on.
He's nailing it.
The comparisons though are pretty strong.
Every time I hear, like, I heard him on, he was on Adam Carolla's podcast, and Carolla kept going, "All right, so the wall," and he's like, "Yeah, we're gonna make the Mexicans pay for it and build it," and I'm like, "How?" And so Adam Carolla kept going, "How are you gonna make them pay for it? How are you going to make them build it?" And he's like, "We're going to make them do it." It just dances around every question. Anytime they come up with, someone comes up with foreign policy.
Basically, he's
for
talking
this
about
fuck
like
face.
Slavery.
Basically.
Yeah, like, he's make not talking about slavery. No, he's like, just like, "I'm going to make them do it." He has no fucking real plan to make them pay for it.
That's what they did back in the day. It's like they made the black people do that shit. Like,
yeah.
That's slavery, Justin.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to make them pick cotton for our own
economic. We're going to make Mexicans build a wall in their own country.
Yeah, but
Mexico
has to have a way to do it. Like, he can't just, like, go plan. Over there and be like, hey, guys, this is what you're doing today.
Well, he's going to provide the cement. And then...
No, he's not.
No, he provides
shit. He's saying they're going to fucking do it.
Do it.
Why
themselves?
Would you even want to take Donald Trump's side?
I'm not.
He's
But you kind of are.
No, he's providing counterpoint.
Yeah. All right.
As bad as it is, he's providing
counterpoint. You scared the shit out of me just
now. Oh, no.
No.
Donald Trump.
No.
An anti-Donald Trump.
Aren't we all?
Dude, like, seriously.
If I could come out with a system where I could vote, take away a vote from Donald Trump, I would vote against.
Oh, totally. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
I would waste my vote. Your question is wrong. I'm taking away a vote from you. Which is the second time I brought up the SATs this weekend. I don't remember what Kay and I were talking about earlier, but I think it was Friday.
It was.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was last night. We were down here. And I was playing video games for 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
45.
There you go. Five to 45 minutes, depending on who you ask.
That's a good That's a good space.
Yeah.
How many video games?
I played... Like I started off with Black Ops 3.
I'm too tired for this shit.
I was too tired for this. I couldn't get far at all. And then I started Super Star Wars because it came with Battlefront.
Yeah.
And then I played the pod racing game. And then I just wanted to watch Netflix.
Seems like the worst part.
Oh, I love pod race. Do you pod race in Battlefront?
No.
I'm not that far in Battlefront.
I
still get tutorials thrown in. I try playing online, but our fucking internet's being shit right now. And we bought the Wi-Fi extender, and every now and then I just lag, and it's like, you're dead. Fuck.
I like being in the AT-ST.
The AT-ST.
Oh,
the smaller ones?
Yeah, the smaller
ones. Okay.
Don't start.
Oh, I was just making sure. Like...
Do you ever get a drive the AT-ATs?
Yeah,
I don't like calling them AT-ATs.
Yeah, it's
dumb. They're AT-ATs.
I kind of like AT-ATs.
Like as you're playing the game, they're like AT-ATs, and no, they're AT-ATs.
They're AT-ATs.
What's an AT-ST then? AT-ST. That's different. The team makes it different.
Yeah, but you get to drive both. It's like a time like 30 to 50 seconds or something. It all depends on your kill streak and how much you're killing.
I really want to get that helmet that those guys wear. Like when they're in that, do they have those? Do you get to see like your person with?
You can
change
the view and stuff. Yeah,
you can
do it. Especially like flying.
And that game is so fucking beautiful. Oh my god,
it's so
have
good.
You played? Like,
no.
Do you have it?
No, I don't have it.
You should get.
I don't have $60 to spend on a supposedly shitty game because I guess it's like terrible. It's all online. That's it.
It's an alright.
Next week. Well, we won't do this next week. We'll do it 2 weeks.
Yeah, in 2 weeks.
All right, I'll bring it up for you. I'll play it. Yeah.
But let's just put my PlayStation profile on your fucking PlayStation.
Yeah.
And then you can download it. Yeah, or his.
Yeah.
And then you can just download it.
Because I have that and Fallout. I don't ever really play.
Oh, I love Fallout. Like twice already.
Fallout 4?
I got two more trophies left on Fallout 4.
Fuck. I'm like level 17.
I wish I had
17.
That amount of time, dude.
I clean toilets.
Like, the only game I ever play right now is like League of Legends. And that's the only thing.
Play League of Legends?
Yeah.
Fucking nerd.
Out of spite, so I can be better than Sean and Rob. That I have no clue what any of these things
Rob, do. Because it's not me.
Yeah.
You're
Robert.
You're Robert.
I've always been called Rob.
No, I've called you Robert.
I'm talking about you. I always call you Robert.
Yeah. He's Rob because he hates being called Rob.
Yeah. His real
his
name
actual
is
name is Will. And I...
Which throws me up all the time. Like,
well, I mean, like, you'd be thinking, okay, so Bob, and then short term, like, for a longer term of that, it's like William, and then Bob and Robert would go the same thing, so it's like...
Jim, James.
Yeah.
Yeah, because until...
Jim James.
Until fucking Star Wars, I called Rob Will, because I liked Will. But now...
Not anymore.
I'm upset with him right now.
Isn't it like 3 podcasts we're still upset with him?
That's pretty...
Well, yeah, it's 3, isn't it?
It's 3, counting the one we did 10 minutes ago, yeah.
Sweet. Yeah.
God. That works.
I wanted to see Star Wars with my friend, and Rob prevented that.
Yes, he did.
I can still be mad about
because
that.
Because he just slept through.
As long as Star... Yeah,
he
and then he slept through
the greatest
it.
Greatest cinema
a giant ball beforehand. What do you think you're going to fucking do? Fucking eat? No, you're going to sleep, man.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Those seats are pretty comfortable. I'm not trying to ever defend him.
So what... Because... I didn't think AMC had assigned seating.
They do, but the thing is they don't have it for IMAX.
Yeah.
Which we went to go see Star Wars, we went to go see IMAX.
Because
when I went to go see
that's why I tried reserving
they had those new seats where you were going to recline and shit. I'm like, I'm going to fall asleep. Especially during Hateful Eight.
Was it at AMC or was it at North Town?
It's not a terrible movie. It's a good movie.
It's a terrible movie until like the very end.
All right, why is it a terrible movie?
It's a terrible movie at the end. Or before the
end. Like, spoiler-free, why is it?
It's slow. The dialogue is kind of shitty.
It's Quentin fucking Tarantino.
But the thing is like...
He has Tim Roth lying around the back of this car with white leather going, I'm fucking dying! I'm dying! Tell me your name! I told him my fucking name. What am I supposed to fucking tell him? I told him my fucking name. You're not supposed to tell him your fucking name.
It's worse.
The only bad part about the movie is Samuel Jackson doesn't say motherfucker.
That's right! No wonder I didn't like that movie.
Only reason that movie's a bad movie.
I can get over it.
It's worth watching.
I can get over it.
It's a good run.
It's a long fucking movie.
Oh, yeah.
I heard it's like 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, yeah.
Last time, Justin suckered me into a long movie, it was Transformers.
That was horrible.
I haven't heard the end of that yet.
No, because I just brought it up.
Again.
It's
again.
Horrible. That is a horrible movie.
Is that it's on Netflix now if you want to watch it all week this week. It's 2 hour after the boys go to bed all week.
Don't do it, Kathy.
It'll take us all week to watch
it. Can I just, you might want to just watch
the John Goodman stuff, and that's about
key sections and be done with it, kind of like I did it with Robert and Turtles. Watch the good part, done.
Oh, the new Ninja Turtles is not that bad.
I haven't seen it. I've only seen the very beginning.
They're
going
to do Craig and fucking... Yeah, yes.
Oh.
What?
Yes.
They're doing Craig.
Yes. I know, right? Because they got to have the Superdome. They got it.
That'd be like the end of like.
If they ruin our childhood some more, I'm just gonna cry.
When they got Bebop and Rocksteady. Like you would think, when they got Bebop and Rocksteady, they would do fucking cringe.
They turned them into aliens.
No. In the previous for the second one, yeah, they have Bebop and Rocksteady.
They have Casey Jones, which is Arrow, basically.
So you haven't actually seen the first new one?
I haven't seen.
Go watch it.
You would only have to watch the Ninja Turtle parts because the human shit is fucking terrible's ass.
Get over Megan Fox, who's the worst fucking actor ever.
Well, we all know.
So
that.
Is Will Hartnett, and he fucking does the fucking Lego Batman. And I'm like, you suck. Seriously.
Yeah, but so Kathy and I have been trying to decide between.
The thing is, I do. But him in that fucking Ninja Turtles movie? Terrible.
See? Kathy and I were trying to decide between Lego Dimensions and Infinity, and we want them both, but we don't want to invest
in both.
Both because they're the toys to games thing.
Oh.
So she wanted it. She wanted Infinity.
I want Infinity because it's Disney.
Lego shit. No,
it's the Star Wars.
I know someone that
Disney
has the Infinity.
Star Wars.
Isn't there really a little Star Wars in the Dimensions?
I played some.
Oh, no, that's just Back to the Future stuff, isn't it?
Like I've played Lego it a few Dimensions.
They've got all of it. They've got. The Simpsons and Back to the Future.
But it's more expensive. They're
really
roughly the same.
Okay.
Dimensions. Like, I think the Dimensions platform is more expensive.
It's like one titty versus the other titty. It's like,
exactly.
Titty do you want?
That's the problem.
Do you want a pink one or do you want a round one?
No, the same set of titties.
Shut up.
Dude.
Same boobies. One slightly bigger than the other.
Damn it, Justin.
That's all you got.
Yeah, brown one or a pink one? No! it's making my brain hurt!
So. I showed Kathy the Infinity.
I looked up Infinity and watched Infinity.
We watched the IGN reviews.
Yeah.
Because IGN, you can see a lot of a game
they're good
by watching an IGN review.
Yeah.
I remember when we were way younger and the internet was still in its infancy.
I remember that.
Yeah. You could go to... Yeah.
That's how infancy started.
That's how it sounded.
That's
so you could go to game something... Game... Like GameSpy.org, and it would be IGN or whatever.
Yeah.
If you typed in GameSpies, and I can't remember what the second word, but it was Game something.
Okay.
If you typed in GameSpies with an S, it would be a porn site.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And so...
the link between fucking...
So for a while there, we'd be at a friend's house, and it'd be like, oh, we were looking at for fucking video games. And if we accidentally went into the porn site, we would tell his mom, oh, it was an accident. History? We just put the S on. Yeah, because back then parents were always like, my kids are jacking in the basement. Now they probably are, and they're probably watching it their kids are jacking in the basement, but it's not.
It takes you 5 minutes to load up a goddamn screen,
Yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, poor bad in the day. It took forever. You were done by the time the fucking screen showed up.
See, the thing is, I don't remember life after the internet.
You mean before the internet?
Yeah. Oh, I do. I remember, like, way before. We had a computer super early on in our house, too. But I remember, like, before the internet.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, my grandpa had a computer, like, very first one. Like, it was super expensive, but he had it for work. Like, BP bought it for him, so, like, yeah.
My dad had an old, like, Apple.
Normal
like,
for BP?
Yeah, he did all the oil derricks and stuff in the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, I thought he worked like, for the railroad and shit.
No, yeah, but before that. Like, he's an architect. Like,
I know he's an architect.
Oh, wait, say that again. He's an architect. Like he did.
You said architect the first time.
Oh.
No, like I helped Justin move Norm into his current house. Norm has like all these super old, awesome books about the railways and this region specifically.
Like we have blueprints.
Yeah.
For a certain local base here.
Of like, he didn't work for BNSF. He worked.
Yeah,
for,
he worked for BNSF.
I thought he worked for the other one.
Santa Fe
is part of the
And then there's...
No, the one over by the fairgrounds there.
Yeah, that's where we're...
That's
not Burlington North. No, I'm thinking of the other one, closer to Sprague.
Union Pacific.
There you go.
Yeah.
I thought he worked for them.
Oh.
Okay.
But yeah, like, I'm a huge... Like, my family's, like, nothing but trains and military. Like, yeah, he worked for BP, like, growing up. That's why we moved so much. Like, he's a transfer job.
Is that why you went to Houston all the time when we were little?
Yeah. Because it's easy access to the Gulf.
Well, yeah, and they've got a big fucking gas industry down there, dude.
Yeah.
No, when we were little, like, Justin would just move away. And they're like, I'm moving to Houston for the rest of my life! And then the next year, he's back.
I'm back.
It's like, I thought you moved to Houston forever. And then we came back.
Yeah, it's been forever.
And then, like, the next year, I'm moving to Houston for the rest of my life!
See you later.
And then they came back in, like, junior high.
Yeah.
Start a new life.
Shit. Yeah.
Wow.
So going back, we were trying to decide between Lego Infinity, or Disney Infinity, and Lego Dimensions.
Yes.
Because they're both wicked cool.
Yeah.
And we want the toys.
It's all about
like
toys.
They're like $14 a pop.
Or more.
Jesus. Yeah. Well, the ones that cost more are like add-ons to the game.
Yeah.
And they're like $30 and they got more toys and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like they're extra levels and stuff. And I want Lego, and she's like, but I really want Infinity Drill. I'm like, all right, watch the Lego Dimensions IGN review. She says, okay.
I watched Infinity first.
She watched Infinity first, and then we had to go do a bunch of shit. This was last week.
I was at Target. I was sitting in the bathroom.
Okay, she watched that at Target in the bathroom.
In the bathroom?
Yeah.
Where's the bathroom. I had Wi-Fi.
I had Wi-Fi and shit.
What could I do?
I forgot. You watched it then.
I did.
And then, so when we got home, we got the boys to bed. We got the boys to bed, and we came downstairs, and I'm like, all right, watch it, and we turned the TV on, and she watches that, and at the end, she's like, fuck this. I want them both. This is bullshit.
Like, the start of, like, the Dimensions.
Is Marty McFly. Batman.
And Joker Robot.
Yeah, giant like, Joker Robot. Go, rawr.
And I'm like, that's not even there. So then I sat through the rest of it. And I'm like,
you play and in Springfield.
And then you can play in Springfield.
Oh my god.
And then
it's like nerdgasm all over.
Right? And then you can play with the
Wonder Woman, Firefly.
That's where this all started, was because I found the jet while we were looking for Christmas presents. This is before I bought the PlayStation with my bonus and shit.
Yeah.
But now it's a real the real thing. I mean, I guess we could have got it for the three.
Yeah, they do have.
Since I got the four,
you have to actually do something more.
Exactly.
Not much graphic difference, but still pretty fun. I mean,
yeah. There's just more to the game now.
Well, and that's the other thing, too. Like, if you go from 3 to 4, like, 2.0 to 3.0, 3.0 to 4.0, whatever.
Oh. Yeah.
The games have changed quite a bit, and that's one of the biggest things they said about them.
And
like,
then they can...
On both levels.
They're backwards compatible, too.
Yeah, so and you can go backwards. So, like, if you have 3.0 pieces,
you can buy
go to
2.0 pieces.
Mm. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So.
Which is cool.
Yeah, like, I played the Disney one. It's not too bad.
I played it at the store the other day. Like, I popped the kids in front, and then I had Jack holding the controller with me, which was, like, our first video game moment. It was precious to me. But,
he really likes Mario, though.
Oh, yeah, he likes Mario.
Mario's great.
And I want a Wii U, but I just got PlayStation 4. He can deal.
Yeah, I want a Wii U.
We have a regular Wii. He can use that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're stuck in this. Do we get Infinity? And then backtrack with some... Because
In the commercial, like, Woody from Toy Story has a lightsaber and shit, and you're like, oh,
that's
my
great.
God, that's the
really?
Best.
Oh, my God.
Yes!
That's fucking
yeah.
awesome.
But then you can play as Marty McFly inside the
and it's Marty
Aperture
McFly.
Science Labs. And you're, yeah. Right?
It's hard.
I still got finished Portal 2. I got like halfway through. I was playing, like, Jacob was my wingman. Like, anytime I couldn't figure shit out, he's like, you gotta go over here. I'm like, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
I have it upstairs.
I'm gonna play Portals.
It's you wanna take it?
Is it worth watching?
Yo, yeah. It's worth playing, dude. It's fun. Yeah. It's puzzly, and it gets hard.
Yeah,
but it's fun, dude. You dig it.
Okay.
Before you leave, I'll let you out. Yeah. I think I got it for $20 at GameStop too. It's super cheap right now. I picked up Call of Duty Ghosts this week at GameStop. He's like, going old school, huh? And I'm like, going cheap because it was $10.
Yeah,
used. PlayStation games.
The storyline on that is not. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because I Friday after I came home from hanging with you guys, mm-hmm. she was asleep and the boys were asleep, and then I came downstairs and I was watching Black Mirror while I was eating my Call of Duty. Have you seen Black Mirror yet?
I watched the first episode. The moment I got to that pig part, done.
Were you?
Mm-hmm.
Watch the second episode then.
Watch the second
episode. Was great.
Yep. No, the second episode's
the
not.
The problem
like,
is, they're completely different.
It's Twilight
Zone. It's not
zoning.
Even the same.
Like, they're different all the time.
What is this show?
I don't want to endorse this new.
So it's this British show.
Yeah.
And the Black Mirror is like, hold up your phone while it's off. That's
yeah.
the Black Mirror. You can see your face and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the first episode. The Prime Minister's daughter gets captured, gets kidnapped, and he has to fuck
That's what they talk about in the cast.
On Smodcast.
Yeah, okay, so I do, okay. I haven't watched it yet, no.
The second episode's different, like...
It's completely different.
Everybody has to, like, ride these bikes, and...
It's like being inside an app.
Yeah, Chris has basically told me the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, and I, so...
Because he ruins everything, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
For Justin, yeah.
Cause
and
he,
Jacob.
No.
Well,
yeah.
That one. Thing.
It could happen more.
No, it does happen a lot
it
more.
Does.
Chris doesn't actually know the word spoilers. I'm like, dude, no. I'm like, no. I'm like, I just watch it.
He got dangerously close with Jacob. And then Jacob sent me a text about the thing.
Yeah.
And I was like,
he told me he knew. Like,
yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
But he sent me personally a text, like, this happens in the movie. I'm like, well, I could or couldn't. You have to see it next week. And then he saw it. And then Tabby sent us the whole text message last night about how she's sadder about that than when she broke
like,
up with
Jacob. Like, I felt bad, like, bad enough just for having a fucking theory before the movie. And I'm like, it's one of the two characters that are going to die. And I'm like,
I felt like that, too. I was like, somebody important has to die.
But I only thought that because, one, it's a big shocking moment. And then, two, Indiana Jones got greenlit, like, the week prior.
Right?
Not even that, dude. Like
he can't. He doesn't have time to do both at his age.
But like,
they paid him a crap ton to do this one movie.
Yeah,
it's like they're not gonna pay him.
He's
a
the
crap
highest
ton
paid
to
actor of all time
movie.
Right now.
I know
he surpassed Samuel L. Jackson.
But on, it's like the Game of Thrones, Walking Dead. You don't have.
Are you caught up on Game of Thrones?
We're in the fourth
Love
season.
The show.
But I know the 6 months starting. But you have to think somebody's gonna die soon.
Yeah.
And so, with going into Star Wars, you're like, somebody important is going to die.
Yeah.
And that's how I felt going into Star Wars. And as it kept going, I'm like, somebody's going to die. Somebody big is going to die.
God, I just want to talk about Star Wars.
And then
we
told Chris we wouldn't, though.
I know.
We're going to have the latest spoilery Star Wars cast.
I don't care.
Because
see, it won't be so spoilery, like, cause everybody will see it.
But we need to set an official date. Because then we, like, Sean wants to come
it's
in.
It's all based on you guys.
I know.
And Sean's going to be working.
Yeah.
So that you guys can both be here.
But
it's
going to
be like the time
get...
when Rogue One comes out.
Yeah.
Spoilers!
Lance will be off, I think.
No, we need to tell Lance when we're doing it, and he's going to get it off. Because Lance is the Star Wars king.
He's insanely knowledgeable.
Lance is the second biggest Star Wars fan I know.
Yes.
Next to
her grandpa.
Her papa.
Her papa.
That's cool.
Because he's got all the books. I want those books so bad.
Right. I have had an hour argument well, not hour, but like a week long argument about Jar Jar Binks being the Sith Lord.
That was just a fun week. Little fucking, like,
hoodie. He keeps going with it, though. He keeps going with it every single shift.
He's not. He's not Kylo Ren.
No, not Kylo Ren.
He's not Snoke either.
No, he's above Snoke. Like, he's the actual, like, Sith at the temple of the Sith.
Sean's dumb. And I know he listens to this.
He reads and listens to weird things on the internet. Have you guys ever seen the Flat Earth?
Flat Earth Society?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're...
There's still... Really?
Yeah, there's a Flat Earth Society. Oh, there's also a Hollow Earth Society.
Oh, that one's even better.
Yeah. So have you seen Iron Sky? Have we told you about Iron Sky? It's okay.
Iron Sky 2 comes out.
That's where I'm going. Iron Sky is a movie about Nazis who left at the end of the war and colonized the dark side of the moon so they wouldn't be seen. And then they come back to Earth on these space...
You know how stupid you sound right now?
Oh, it's the best fucking... It's on Netflix. Watch it. I know you're going to watch like the first 10 minutes and go, this is dumb, and turn it off.
Then why are you talking about it?
Because it's so fucking great.
Have you seen Kung Fury?
No.
Exactly.
Kung Fury, literally, it's like every 80s movie. It's built into one with like David Hasselhoff as narrating it.
I saw that the Simpsons couch gag this week is super 80s movie. I haven't watched it yet. So, Iron Sky.
I'm like this close to him full target right now.
Whatever. Seriously. They come down to Earth on these space zeppelins and try to take over and finish what Hitler started. And they've got like this Sarah Palin president. And so, on the Iron Sky 2 trailer, look at me when I'm talking to you.
I can't do it.
On the Iron Sky 2 trailer, the Earth is hollow, and you see the Sarah Palin president go towards the top of the Earth, and then she goes down in, and the Earth is hollow, right?
The center of the Earth, yeah.
And then she starts riding a fucking dinosaur.
Not just a dinosaur, it's the T-Rex.
A T-Rex. A Nazi T-Rex. You need to see this.
No, I don't.
Watch Iron Sky. And
I'm not going to even give it a chance.
And then you'll be like, oh, that's the best movie I've ever seen. And you'll... Okay, not the best movie, but a fantastic flick.
You know what's a really good independent movie like that? Is Snowpiercer.
I haven't finished Snowpiercer. We started watching Snowpiercer, and Kathy's like, this is dumb. And then we both fell asleep anyways because we were tired. Snowpiercer, the one where they're on the train, and there's the different
cuts. Captain America is in it.
Kung Fury is a half-an-hour movie. It's summed up in a half an hour.
Just half an hour. Really it's fast. So fucking stupid.
But it's by the same people that did Snowpiercer.
Yeah, it's like a thrash metal album.
But it's like
where every song's 10 seconds long, and they have 37 songs on their album.
But it's a half an hour.
It's a half hour album.
It's so awesome.
What's up, Jackie?
Can I at least like finish Sunny?
No, Sunny's really worth it.
You can take 2 hours of your day to watch.
Kong Fury is like 30 minutes.
Can you say welcome to Why We Hang Out?
Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out.
Oh, good job, buddy. Can you go check on your brother?
Not yet. Not yet.
Can you take mom upstairs and go check on your brother?
No.
Because he's probably drowning in a pool of... Don't turn on your foot.
You don't. Look at the kids.
We could do kids.
Yeah.
Don't push buttons on the computer. What are you doing, bud? You want to watch Netflix upstairs?
Not yet.
Is Stella and Sam done?
Not yet.
Not change your hand.
Here, 3, 2, 1.
That was Jack. That's my little boy.
Hey, Jack. Bye, Jack.
My little boy doesn't. He'd be down here too with his brother. He just doesn't walk, so you know. Yeah. Watch Iron Sky.
It's worth watching. It's really good. But
I'm not.
It's a B class, more or less, like movie. You like
Justin and I.
Dead Snow was okay.
Dead Snow 2?
Didn't watch it yet.
I don't think I
Troll Hunter?
I love Troll Hunter.
Troll Hunter's fucking fantastic.
See, I
oh my god.
Yeah, that's great.
I think we talked about Troll Hunter when this podcast comes out 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But Troll Hunter's fucking great.
Isn't it great? It's
a great movie. I like it. I want to like Troll Hunter too. Chris still hasn't watched it. He won't watch that.
Because he has to read. Yeah. Like, for a guy who's so fucking educated.
Is he anti-fucking porn?
No, because he wants to multitask. He wants to play a video game or read a comic while watching a movie.
You can multitask and read at the same time.
I can't. If I have to read the movie...
No, you multitask by reading and watching a movie at the same time.
No. What he wants to do, he wants to be on his computer playing, like, StarCraft. Or listening to a book, or playing a video game on the TV and have the movie on the computer. That's how Chris watches movies.
That's so weird.
But he doesn't, actually focus on one thing.
Yeah, which, when, we had our living room down here, and we watched TV up there.
Yeah.
I would be sitting on my computer playing something, watching a movie and whatever.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. Now my computer's getting old in the tooth and doesn't want to fucking stay off its power source at all. And
yeah.
And I don't have the fucking brain capacity because children suck it straight out of your fucking face.
Right out of the face.
Please?
They want to eat every day?
Yeah.
Like they need that.
Right?
Mm. That or liquids. Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Send your letters to Justin.
Parenting tips.
Send letters at all, man. We are on Twitter. Chris says we've got people on Twitter now. I got to check our Twitter.
I haven't checked our Twitter. I haven't checked even the whole thing.
Like, nobody hits us up on Facebook or our email. I do have the email link to my
email.
The emails. Come visit us on the emails.
Just email.
And why do we hang out? Why do we hang out at gmail.com?
Well, at least we have something. So it's not
good. Kathy says we have a Tumblr or not Tumblr. Instagrams. Instagram, yeah. That's her domain. She posts most of the shit we have on Facebook.
Yeah.
Except.
I don't know.
Except for, when I go, oh, show's not up this week because we couldn't get together.
Yeah, we gotta be, me and Chris gotta be more consistent about that.
It's
hard with work, I know that.
It's just, Kessler needs to find another person.
Yeah, no, we're just gonna go kind of behind his back and just hire people. Like I said, if you're listening to this, come to Flamin' Joe's and apply.
7015 North Division in Spokane, Washington.
Don't move to come work with us and then, yeah.
Go for it.
You want to be that committed
It'll
to
It'll totally yeah. work out. Maybe.
Not sleeping on my couch.
Justin doesn't live that far from Flamin' Joe's. You can sleep on his couch. I
said
approve.
You can't sleep on my couch.
You can sleep on his couch.
That's a message which is approved by Jerome McCullough.
Bill called me at 2 o'clock in the morning last night. And said, can I sleep on the couch? No.
Because he was drunk on his Coors Light, wasn't he? Or no, he's a Bud Light man.
Bud Light.
They're putting formaldehyde in Bud Light. Bill, shut up. You're drunk. They're not putting formaldehyde in Bud Light.
Pat just invited him just for entertainment purposes.
That kind of worked.
I kind of do that for one of my friends. I used to call him the Lizard Man.
No, Bill was already there. Pat just invited him over to our table.
This regular that we have at work. He's not a bad friend. The same guy that I'm making wear a dress, take me out to dinner. Oh, sorry. I lost the bet.
Nice. What happened with that bet? Justin, all I got from Justin was this invite on Facebook, Bill has to wear a dress, he lost a bet. Which is their favorite fucking bet, and it's a little... It's either Monty Python-y, or you guys really like seeing each other in dresses. Because Justin's worn a dress, Chris has worn a dress, Bill's going to wear a dress. Did Drew ever wear a dress?
Drew wore a dress.
Chris looked good in his leopard. You found the perfect dress for Chris. Have you ever seen this picture, Robert?
I have.
Oh,
that's great.
Chris in a leopard print dress that he ripped because it was a little tiny.
You have to buy it, man.
Who would buy that dress in the first place?
They looked at me weird when I was buying it from Value Village. I'm just shopping. It's not for me, but I don't care.
It's not for me until after my pretty little lady wears it.
She's that creepy fucking voice.
It had puffy fucking shoulders and shit.
It was awesome.
Justin, send me that picture. Mm-hmm. Let's put it on Facebook.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
Or send it to Kathy, and she'll put it on Facebook.
Or Instagram.
And Instagram and shit. Yeah. Because Kathy's the queen of our social media.
She's our manager, man.
Except for Twitter. PJ's got Twitter, which, whatever.
PJ has our Twitter?
I didn't know PJ had our
Twitter. Yeah.
Chris went around. Do you mind if PJ takes over our Twitter? Do you mind if PJ runs our Twitter? Do you mind if PJ runs our Twitter? Do you mind if PJ runs our Twitter? And I said, okay. We all approved of this.
So you just spoke for us.
No, you guys also said okay.
I think okay. We did.
You did. I was here when it happened. Chris.
If you say so.
Yeah. I take your word for it.
This is what happened.
What?
So PJ runs our Twitter.
We're going to have to believe you because we don't remember.
Well, PJ, step up again.
You guys don't run our Twitter.
That's fine. I didn't know PJ did.
Yeah,
PJ. I hoarded us out like the first couple weeks and then it didn't.
You hoarded us out to weird fucking places, man.
I chose the most popular trend.
Hey, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, check us out.
It was everywhere.
Hey, at Boston Celtics, check us out.
Yep.
And you had like the same misspelled sentence in every fucking tweet.
Because I just copy-paste.
That's what you did, Justin, because it was the same one.
Oh, that's great.
But I was like, whatever, I don't care.
There's some weird stuff on our Twitter.
Is it active?
He's on there all the time.
What I don't like is Chris uses our Twitter as his own personal fucking
talk. That is weird sometimes. Like, I always have to, like, double check if I'm doing something.
Yeah, like, they started having a conversation with Giant Lego Man the other day, and I'm like, where is this going? What are we talking about?
There's a Twitter called Giant Lego Man.
There's a Twitter called Giant Lego Man. At Giant, or, well, it's at internet, something dude. Or other.
Yeah, no, it's,
you can type S-Y-K-O, whatever.
That's S-Y-K-O is PJ.
Yeah, okay, well,
I mean,
he's Giant
whatever.
Lego Man right now.
That's alright. I like Giant Legos.
Giant Legos.
I like... If I had the money...
Maybe then it was PJ and Chris going at it, but I was really confused.
If I had the money, I would spend all our money on Legos.
I know you would.
Like, I want Poe's X-Wing. With that orange fucking shit
dude,
on
so
it.
Badass.
I just want his helmet, man. Fucking that black helmet.
I have the tiny little one on the shelf there. I was waiting for Chris to fucking see it, but I had it last week too when he was here. And I want the Millennium Falcon, but it's $150.
I want
the Death Star, but it's $400.
Good God.
And there's like a Lego Netflix. Yeah. Where
what?
You,
yeah.
you get
subscribe.
Lego sets for so much money a month.
It's like $20 a month.
They've got a couple of different price points. Like if you want a big one like the Death Star, it's like $40 a month or something. And you're allowed to lose like up to 15 pieces. Like if you lose 15 pieces, so be
it.
You can send it back. They're not going to charge you for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lego Death Star.
$40, that's pretty big deal.
Yeah, and then you send it back.
But it's not, yeah.
It's not yours. The Lego Death Star itself is $400.
Yeah.
So you're just renting it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're borrowing it, putting it together. It's Lego Netflix.
It's Lego Netflix. You can do it with clothes, too. And also toys. You just borrow it for a while.
We're in this weird economy now where you get everything for $8.
Yep.
Everything in a box. Oh, you get your whole meal in a box.
We'll ship it to you in a box.
Yeah, what
just
is that?
Okay.
The Blue Apron.
Yeah. There's a bunch of them.
Actually. I looked at Blue Apron. I was like, we could afford one meal a week to be Blue Apron. Just sent to us and shit. It would be $20.
Try something different.
Yeah. But I looked at it, and you have to have 3 days worth of two meals.
They send it
as their minimum.
Two meals.
$30. Yeah.
So $60 because each meal is $10.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's $30 a piece, and at $60 a week, we could do it, but we'd like have to stop. That would be our going out.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be able to go to restaurants and stuff, and we like going to restaurants from time to time. Like,
yeah.
When the dishes are all dirty, or
we should have planned a venture to this bag.
I don't want to go back.
I don't want
to
test worms.
Let's plan an adventure to a good place like Doherty's.
Let's just go to English Setter's and have a fucking pint.
Oh, have you been to English Setter?
It is so good.
Yeah.
Oh.
The problem.
I want to try 24. Or, no, 27?
27.
27.
That's that place on the South Hill, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
24 Taps was up there, too.
24 Taps was, too. So, like, there, we had this weird time where he was off work. He was on vacation, and I was off work for a holiday. Because, like, Kathy had the Friday off, and I had the Monday off for the same holiday.
Oh, yeah.
So, he and I went to English Setter Brewing. Best local brewery I've had in town. Like,
it's delicious.
Yeah. Even more than my boyfriend?
Even more than your boyfriend.
Yeah. Wow.
Budge is good. And we went to Budge that day, too. Or no, we went to Budge the next day.
Cause we got the growlers.
After I got off work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But English... It's over on Sullivan.
It's way out there.
Yeah, it's way out there. It's out by the industrial park. Yeah.
So worth it. Food's amazing. Beer's great.
They have award-winning beer. Like, they have this brown ale that's got fucking huge awards on it.
Making me thirsty, my man.
I know. I want to brew on that scale. I gotta finish that fucking beer. Justin gave me money to get lines for the taps, or for the kegs.
Oh, cool. Did I?
Yes.
No, you didn't. I spent it on it. Yeah, you gave me $20 on Friday. So I still have to buy those.
Was that for the beer that you owed for the Santa Claus pick?
No, he got that there.
I don't remember giving you $20.
Oh, I mean, you didn't give me $20, but you said you were going to give me $20 for the keg lines.
Friday night? Yeah, I was drunk, so...
Were you? Yeah. See? You don't know when Justin's fucking drunk. I don't know. Chris paid for my beer because he owed us from the week before.
Ingo said this, though. Like, that's the award-winning brown ale. They had that new porter. Which is amazing.
We need to take a Saturday off and just go to different breweries around town.
That sounds good. Let's just get kids.
That'd be good.
I'm done.
Have you ever been to Wisconsin Burger?
No, I haven't been to Wisconsin Burger.
No, that's where Richmond's going for his birthday. So we're going to go see.
So we're going to go there for Richard's birthday.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
At the end of the month.
Wait, when's his birthday? Richard's?
25th. Yeah. You were there last year when we went to the sushi joint and then didn't eat any sushi.
Because I don't like sushi.
Neither.
So delicious. I had orange chicken. Like four plates of that shit.
You and Kathy both had orange chicken.
So good. Why eat raw fish when it can be cooked?
Right?
I don't know. That Ichiro roll at the sushi track place.
Yeah, say that one more time.
Ichiro roll.
Roll. Two L's.
Yeah, Ichiro roll.
Right on.
I said it.
Is it fast boy roll? Because that's what it means.
I miss the sushi track.
Ichiro?
What place is it?
What?
Fast boy roll.
Sushi track?
This was at the one downtown. Sushi track.
Yeah, that's fast
boy roll. As we're getting into all this fucking, like, local shit that nobody cares about.
Well, if they want to take a, vacation or visit Spokane. It's a nice place.
Visit everywhere. Flame shows, bitch. Visit everywhere else. Come get a job.
Spokane was like rated in like the top 10 places to live and raise a kid.
We're also rated in one of the top dangerous cities in the country, which I don't
get. They go hand in hand.
No, I have never felt unsafe in Spokane.
Like, yeah, like
not many times. When we walked through Franklin Park when it was super dark, that was a little sketchy.
Were you there?
He was there for a different time.
Oh, yeah.
When... The three of us were all at the baseball field, but Kathy and I walked through, and she pulled the knife out of her purse. What are you doing?
Taking pics.
Instagram.
Taking care of our social media.
Yeah, it's been a minute. So
Kathy and I walked through, and we had, like, people following us in the dark.
I always had people following. Yeah, when you were there, they just offered us pot.
You,
and
I'm
like,
hey, good, what's the pot?
Because I looked like a fucking stoner.
Apparently you
and you and I were, like, so not you, so. Going to a party.
Yeah.
Like, I walked through Riverfront Park at night.
Riverfront Park's not scary at night.
No, it's all lit up. Franklin Park.
Yeah, I walk all over the place at night.
Yeah, we walk everywhere.
But see, I'll just walk through anything, so I don't really care.
Yeah,
it's, you don't really walk.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like
we used to go downtown all the time.
I don't feel unsafe in Spokane, and every year it ends up on this list of like most dangerous.
Well, the night of the Guar, we saw a fight.
That was
pretty fun.
Downtown's weird, like, since it's really evolved into a bar culture down there, and...
There's a lot of drunk people.
Friday, Saturday nights, it's just weird.
I think that's why we get such a bad rep.
No, I think it's the homicides and shit.
Yeah.
I think it's all the gangs fucking killing each other.
Yeah. Remind me to tell you something after this.
Okay.
Is it not good enough for the podcast?
No, it's I just want to mention names.
Yeah. So I did have something I keep wanting to bring up.
And?
You've seen Reservoir Dogs, right?
Yeah.
And at the very beginning, they're around the bar, or around the table, and he comes to the tip.
Yeah, and he doesn't want to give the tip.
Yeah, and Mr. Pink doesn't want to give the tip. The older I get, the more I'm starting to go, maybe we don't need the tip, man.
Why not?
That being said, I think tip wages are bullshit. Like that you make $2 an hour because you make tips. I think your employer needs to pay you a living fucking wage.
No, you're talking about Idaho or you're talking about Washington?
I'm talking about states that pay like $2 or $3
an
hour.
Yeah, like Idaho and shit like that.
Does Idaho pay tip wage?
Yeah, it's like $4 an hour. Like
plus, their minimum wage is $5.
Yeah. Their minimum wage is $7 because federal minimum wage is like $7.
Yeah. They have, like,
you can't go below federal minimum wage.
Like, it's ridiculous.
I am fully on board. I don't
even hear like at Joe's like hear them $9.75.
Yeah, here's minimum wage. If you make actual state minimum wage, I don't think you need tips, man. Like, I think your employer should be paying you a little bit more, but I don't think it's on the customer.
Unless you like they're asking you like continuously, like they're on point with everything.
That's when you deserve a tip. But, like, now people are going 18%, and you're like, why 18%? When it was 15%.
I bought coffee this morning, and my coffee was $8, and I tipped total, like, I gave her, like, $3.50, maybe?
You go to fucking Starbucks? Where'd you go?
No, it's this little bistro place on New Francis.
I don't think you should tip the coffee lady, man.
Yeah.
But she, like, I go
she
there.
She doesn't make the coffee,
no.
She hands you the coffee.
My coffee is always pre-made every Sunday morning, because I go there every Sunday morning. But, like, I picked up Chris this morning, so I got an extra one, and she made an extra one. But, like, she just pretty
that makes the
fine.
$8.
It's like
so, a, this whole thing started where there's a new coffee stand out on my route, out near Cheney. And I just go in, I get a black coffee. They don't even have to fucking do anything. It's $1.25.
But I get the whole tipping the coffee thing. That's like tipping your fast food, like, service there.
Again.
You don't have to.
Aloha Island Grill. Fucking love Aloha Island Grill. But they have tips on their checkout.
Yeah.
I don't want to tip you, man. I don't want to tip. I'll tip full service. I still think it's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But the coffee lady that pours me my black coffee, why do you want to... Why are you expecting a dollar out of me after I just bought... After you pumped coffee into a cup?
Your job is to pump coffee into a cup.
And the older I get, the more stingy I get about tips. And then, like, I get full service. But still.
Well, most people don't want to be in that situation. Like, oh, this person behind me is like, oh, he didn't tip me.
I don't give a shit. Like, and even, like, bad service, people think they deserve
you
a fucking tip.
Park, haven't you?
Which one?
The, like, third episode? Maybe?
This isn't even based off South Park. This is, like...
No, this is just him being him.
I buy a fucking beer. You pour beer into a glass, and there's no discernible like skill in pouring beer into a glass. If you can
well,
do it,
some people don't actually know how to pour beer. But yeah, but yeah,
if you don't know how to pour a beer in a glass, maybe you shouldn't be a fucking bartender. If I'm getting a mixed drink, maybe you deserve to.
Mixed drinks, yes.
But I'm not gonna give you money every time I fucking
every time
order
you
a beer.
Yeah,
like
it's common courtesy just to give $1.
I'm paying $5 for a fucking beer that took you 2 seconds to pour. I don't need to fill your personal coffer. Like, I know I sound like a super asshole right now, but yeah. The tipping economy is getting way fucking out of control. And I was wondering what your guys, like, I know you get paid tips from the servers.
We get a percentage of sales.
Yeah, you guys get a percentage of the server sales split among you, and that's great. And I liked having my tips when I worked at Joe's. And of the tipping economy, I kind of get full service because you can either have a great time or a terrible time.
Because it's a service job to make sure the food comes out hot and ready and exactly what you ordered when it's supposed to be.
Based on the server,
time.
But I don't see the point in tipping for coffee. No. I don't see the point in tipping for a beer. Maybe a mixed drink where they had to actually put work into it. But there's no actual... Mm-hmm.
I don't see the point in tipping your bellboy. His fucking job is to take your shit up to your room. I've never had a bellboy. We always take our own shit. But I don't fucking get it.
Yeah. Like, Bill plays pull taps. So he spends maybe 150, 200 bucks a night playing pull taps.
Yeah, that's way too
much. But he won like 600 bucks. But he tipped the server 50 bucks just for winning. So she made 50 bucks just for pulling pull taps. On top of her normal
hour. How hard is it to fucking count pull tabs? You count 50 fucking pull tabs out, put them in a bucket, and give it to the customer, charge them 50 bucks.
Yeah.
Where do you lie on this, Robert? Like, what?
It's kind of like, the only thing that I'm not disagreeing with you is...
That you're not disagreeing or that you are disagreeing?
I'm not disagreeing. Everything except for the service. Like, if they're super nice to you, or like, you know, have a terrific day, or make your day a little brighter.
If they're asking deserves questions a tip.
Yeah, that's great.
Like, if you know you're having a bad day, and you, like, you're like, oh, hey, well.
If you get grateful service. And then they have
that
service,
tip jar, you just put that dollar in the tip jar.
But don't expect a fucking tip. And, like, and count on it as your fucking wages.
And like, pizza boys, well, like, when they deliver your pizza.
Great. I tip the pizza guy. They bring it directly to my house.
Especially if, like, it's bad weather or something. Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, when we lived at the Yellow House during that really shitty winter, and fucking Brian himself brought it to our house.
I love Brian.
We gave him, like, $20, dude. And then he'd probably make a fucking fortune off that.
Probably.
That storm. And I get tipping certain people, but I don't think everybody in the fucking world
deserves to be tipped.
Deserves a tip.
And like, that's fair. Person,
that's fair.
Like your checkout lady.
You can't tip your checkout lady, because grocery stores are like, we pay them a lot of fucking money.
Yeah.
But, and I don't
get... They're doing more work than a fucking bartender.
I don't get why 18% is the standard for a server now, when 15% was for so long. And if you say it's a raise, inflation takes care of that. You're paying way more for a meal now than you are...
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous.
...than you were 10 years ago. And 15% is a percentage of the total fucking meal.
Like, we went out to breakfast. It was like $30. Like, I just paid $30 for pancakes, bacon, and eggs. I
could have went to the store. Which probably cost
$5. Yeah, I could have went to the store and spent...
I feel bad sometimes. Like, I've dropped maybe like $140, $150 on a meal for two people.
Where are you fucking? I want to go out with you. I'm going to go date him for a little while. I'll be back.
They are brothers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody would notice the difference.
You get all my fucking paychecks.
But we don't spend that kind of money on food.
I would love to spend that kind of money on food.
No, seriously, where do you go to spend $150?
Yeah, like, where do you go, like,
the Shogun, fucking melting Zola's, top. Yeah.
Or any of those, like, the...
Have you ever been to Shogun?
I have.
It's fucking delicious, but it's pricey as shit. Yeah.
Or you can go to Anthony's, it's fucking expensive.
Never been there.
Churchill's, like, stuff like that. Like,
Churchill's dope.
Steelhead, like...
You can go to a lot of fancy places.
I was going to say, wow. Yeah,
seriously. I might go on a date with you.
That's why I get called Soda Sofa, because... Enjoy nice food.
Soda, soda.
If I can afford
just...
it, like, I have other bills. All my shit's paid.
Yeah.
I have extra money, so.
Which I get it. And Chris just likes giving you shit about it, because he can't do that anymore because he's got kids. And shit. That's why we give you shit. Because we can't do that anymore because we got kids and shit.
Yeah,
we kind of do. It's finding somebody who can take care of our kids.
Yeah, that's
because they need nurses.
Well, the one does.
Yeah, the one needs really good nurse. And then people can take care of him. Because he's got, you know, that port in his belly. Yeah, okay. If that ever comes out, you go straight to the fucking hospital.
Yeah, no shit.
Because it'll heal up like your earring did in ninth grade.
What's this, like, lob thing? Oh,
speaking of body parts, you never did tell us our,
Oh, yeah, we led into this episode from the last episode about you shoving something in your ass. Thought you were going to get away with it, didn't you? You allude to shit.
I actually forgot it myself.
We get distracted very easily, but now...
Well, one, it's not something you want to remember that you did in your lifetime, and...
On purpose?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Like, I've had a doctor done it before, I'm not proud of that.
What would you have stick it up though?
With his fingers?
Oh, that's see, because
I sticked an object.
Justin was taking way too much fucking NyQuil to sleep.
Pain pills.
You were on pain pills?
Yeah, pain pills. I thought you were stomach lining.
I thought you were
that's
taking.
That's why I don't do pills at all.
Because you were drinking like fucking a bottle of NyQuil every other night when we lived together, and you had them all over your fucking room.
I was really sick that winter.
Yeah, but you can't take that much fucking NyQuil.
I don't think the NyQuil was an issue. It was a
NyQuil eats your stomach lining too.
It was the pills.
Pills?
Yeah. They weren't like hydros and I think it was regular but I would just take like a bottle in like 2 days.
And then you got in
and you wonder why you have no stomach lining.
But I'm not at Chris.
Okay.
So I was and then in pain, so I was like, oh, I need to take more of these to deal with the pain. I didn't know they were coming from the pills.
Also, Kathy and I were telling him to knock it off.
Yeah. He didn't believe
because he's and Mexican. Then when Chris had toothaches at Flamin' Joe's, years later, he took way too much ibuprofen one day. We kept telling him, stop taking so much ibuprofen.
There's a reason why there's a limit.
Yeah. Like 8 a fucking day, dude. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Is the limit, and you take a whole bottle. Yeah. What are you doing, Jack? Don't fall he's in quicksand. But so we gave Chris so much shit. I didn't know you were taking that much Tylenol.
Yeah, it was a lot.
The NyQuil also has Tylenol or acetaminophen in it.
Yeah.
So I went in to wake him up because we went to work together.
Your liver was so mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I went in to wake him up one morning. He's like, I got home from the hospital 2 hours ago. What the fuck, Justin?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
We were upstairs.
Yeah, we live.
And he just left.
Because you guys are sleeping. You guys are working for him.
Don't Lance give doesn't a sleep. Shit.
Lance wasn't sleeping, so let's have him take me. It was a brother bonding moment.
I'm sure it was.
But I argued with the doctor for like a half an hour. I was like, there's any other way to do this. I'm not comfortable with
but
this.
But was he checking for something?
Yeah, make sure there wasn't internal bleeding or anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what did you stick up your ass and why? All right.
It was
after you stick shit in your dick.
Mm. This is before the stick, my toothpick in my dick. I forgot what kind of circumstance it was, but someone on the rag was just pissing me off, and I'm like, what makes a person this angry at someone? And I'm like, well,
and they were on the rag.
She was on the rag, so was I was like, it got me thinking. No, it wasn't a girlfriend. It was just some crazy bitch. But I got to thinking, and I was on the freshman year, and I was on the bus, and I was riding.
Freshman year.
And Jessica Lamotte told me about, you know, like, the menstruation, like, told me in full detail, because I asked. I was like, you know, I was trying to get into, like, getting the heads of women, because, you know.
Figure out, yeah.
Seeing what's going down, and I'm like,
well, that's 30 years,
so this never worked. So, after I got home from the bus. Yep. Yeah, after I got home from the bus, I went into the house. I really started thinking, like, you know, if you had something up your cooter for that long, maybe they would get something, you know. So I go to my mom's little sanitary area, and I was like, well, this looks like, right? It's a tampon, so.
Done, cardboard the foil. Applicator and shit.
I played with it a little bit, like, this is kind of funny. And then I'm like,
was it a cardboard one or
no? It was
plastic?
A plastic one. Okay. Plastic. And I stick it in there, easier. And I'm like, you I sit there for like maybe 5 minutes.
Robert, you know,
you
a woman's
pull
vagina.
The out?
Oh yeah.
Okay,
I made sure like it didn't
butt.
Suck up my ass.
You know,
yeah.
A woman's vagina and asshole aren't the same fucking thing, right?
I was gonna stick a fucking tampon in my dick.
Yeah, but so you're just like, well, I don't have that. I guess I'll pick the next best hole.
Ta-da. And I was alone.
That was freshman year of high school, so
yeah
I didn't
know.
Makes
fuck.
Sense.
I wore those fucking spike hat. I was retarded. All right?
Fucking dummy.
So, I stick it in there. It's very uncomfortable. Very. Like,
obviously.
And I even try to get up, and I'm like, that ain't happening. So I pull it out, and I throw it away. And I'm like,
did somebody find your shit tampon?
No. I threw it in the fucking toilet, which I probably shouldn't have. But,
no, you're not supposed to put tampons in the toilet.
I did it anyway. And so I was like, this is kind of funny a little bit. I started laughing myself. I'm like,
so I'm not going to tell anybody for 15 years.
Not, well, I told a couple people, but they're like, I said, you don't fucking tell anyone. It's like, I got a reputation for social.
Now you're telling word. Everybody.
Yeah, and now I'm like, nah, fuck
all it. Five people listen to us.
Yeah, so it's good.
Four of which are in here.
So, but yeah, no, it was, and it was actually not that shitty of a tampon. It was like, I was like, I have a horrible ass. I would think it would be kind of shitty. No, I guess there's like,
maybe that's the conditions of your ass at the time.
Maybe. I was like, playing with
not eating shit, much Mexican food.
No.
We didn't have a Chipotle in town. So, giving everybody cola.
But yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was an experience.
I imagine.
Yeah. So there you go. There's the story. Yeah. What do you guys think?
Kinda.
Do you get like where I'm coming from though?
Yeah,
like,
no, I get.
I probably wouldn't have done it.
I would never want to have done it, yeah. Like maybe I'm like, yeah, that's what I understand.
I would have been like, I want to understand women's issues by shoving a tampon in my asshole.
No, like, the idea is he is the right behind it. It's just...
Behind.
Yeah. that's great.
Just not going to follow through with it.
Yeah.
No! No, this is not the right idea at all. You like you can't experience this at all.
Kind of, I mean, basically.
But he learned from it. He's not going to ever do it again.
Yeah, he learned that he shouldn't shove things into his butt.
You know, people.
There's a lot of people that still do that. Yeah.
And they love it. It's called gay people, man.
Not even gay people. That. They're straight
women.
People.
Love yeah, women love it all the time.
They don't have an entire section called butt plugs for no reason.
Yeah. Exactly.
Those weird ones that, like, blow
by the way, don't ever open Snapchats from certain people, and that's what you see.
The only Snapchats I get are from her. I hate Snapchat. It's a stupid app.
I have it for sports. It's awesome.
For sports. Yeah, no, they do have some cool videos.
Yeah,
I like to watch Seahawks football. And
yeah, they have a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. It's cool.
Yeah, even for, like, the Vikings games and stuff, you can watch all sorts of cool
stuff.
There's
a certain play I'm not really following.
You gotta wait till next year, because they're kind of done now.
So. Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll get them with Super Bowl. They'll be all
no, of no, I won't get Vikings fucking.
Well, no, because <Snapchat,
laughs> he shanked that fucking punt
and
for that
to
field
the
goal.
Left.
Back to the left, not even close. Field goal's that way.
I bet you were so excited.
He was. Like,
yes. I was getting
was
excited.
Like, I can rub it
he
in Rob's face.
So excited.
I wasn't gonna. Rub, I told
yes,
like
you
no.
Were. Oh,
I mean,
shut up.
I was gonna get smug.
Probably have a text message written out.
No.
Probably
no.
Saved it.
I legitimately like wasn't trash talking all week except for Matt the Express guy because we had a bet on it. I was being superstitious and shit, which nothing I did had any impact on this fucking game. But I wasn't trash talking
because
when I get fucking uppity and shit, we just straight up lose. And so I wasn't gonna trash talk you. I was gonna be overly nice because that's our asshole strategy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I wasn't going to trash talk. Maybe get in Jacob's face. He doesn't care.
Well, I don't really care either, but I mean, it's just fun to give you shit.
Fucking field goal, though. We
yeah,
had
I'm
the game
the time, Jesse,
right
so.
There. I was pissed that the Bengals lost last night.
Well, Steelers, that was a good
point. And then the Steelers are fucking, like, taking helmet-to-helmet hits, putting people out of the game.
Yeah. Crazy.
That was a bad game.
Yes, it was. So, I guess what we learned is Robert put shit in his ass, and I'm a stingy fuck.
You know, that's just like the end of the episode. It's not like the whole thing. We talked about Trump, and we talked all that other shit.
We talked about Trump.
No, we rallied about how big of a douche nozzle he is.
Yeah.
He is, yeah.
The things that he just, like, comes up with, it's just like,
oh. We went to Trader Joe's yesterday. We got parked, and I went, make America again. What a fucking arrogant prick. And I'm like, Kyle, and she's losing it in the fucking passenger seat.
That's awesome.
But honestly, fuck that guy. Like, make America great again. Fuck you.
No shit. Right?
So, you know.
Like, there's a few bad things in America. Like, Detroit's kind of a bad.
Also, yeah, there's bad things in America.
It's not like the whole country's, like, bad. Like, it's like, no.
His whole thing is make America hate again, man. Like, he just is singling people out.
Not even people, countries.
Countries, ethnicities, religions.
Skin color.
Skin color.
Like, it's getting bad. Fucking.
I'm not saying I hate them all. I just don't want them in this country.
You ain't a white man.
Or Rosie O'Donnell.
Being a white man is pretty great, but someday it's just not going to be.
He really hates Rosie O'Donnell, like, so much.
Hey, well, there's a lot of people who hate Rosie O'Donnell, yeah. But he and Rosie just don't get along very well.
She's a loser.
Everybody's a fucking loser.
Dude, that guy's vocabulary is a third grader. Iffy. Right? It's so bad. Yeah, like, I don't even get it.
Man, so I don't... much money and be so...
Because it was given to
him. And I had a small loan of, like, $1,000 or $1 million. It was a small loan. $1 million ain't fucking small.
Yes.
Yeah, well, to a 14, whatever, yeah. $5 billionaire dollar.
He doesn't.
You could put that shit in the fucking stock market, like, in just like a CD and get fucking billions of dollars. Like, for $1 million? I mean, seriously.
I want to put $1 million in the stock market and get $1 billion.
Right. Well, we play Powerball.
I am going to play Powerball. Yeah, by so the time this goes Powerball. Up, somebody's eventually going to win it.
I've never played Powerball before.
Don't waste your fucking money.
No, oh, I'm going to.
Don't be like Donald Trump.
I'm going to be a whore like that.
Imagine, can they play Powerball?
Who?
Billionaires?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fun. Everyone can, dude.
You can't play if you work for the lottery.
So why don't they just take like $1 million and play more?
Well, because you still have $1 to $200 billion.
Yeah, but that increases your fucking chance. You have a billion tickets.
A million.
Well, for
no,
a million.
If I had $14 billion... or whatever the fuck money he has. He probably has more.
Then you're spending
million.
More than the Powerball pays out.
Yeah. One bill?
One bill.
Yeah, isn't that going to be like 1.3?
But see, after taxes, it's only like $500 million.
Yeah,
after,
like, yeah,
after taxes,
right,
okay, and it's $2 for it's $200
then
for
you,
a Powerball ticket.
Then you're like, oh, then I'm just going to win it just to win it, not gain any more money?
Yeah, it's Donald Trump, why not?
I was talking to Kathy yesterday.
Like, I would not do that as a person, but I'm Donald Trump.
Is your last name Trump? Seriously.
He wishes.
Yeah, no kidding.
If the like, if on the extremely low and probably not chance that we would win that, I would call all of you. You all move me $2, and we all bought these tickets together. And then we go in together, we all get a portion. Yeah.
See, you're a good man. I like that.
Chris has, he talks about winning the lottery. He got mad the last time he didn't win the super big fucking Powerball.
Yeah.
He got legitimately mad. It's like, Chris, you're one of the smartest people I know, and you get mad about the dumbest shit.
Right, yeah.
He was so mad he didn't win. And it was like 3 years ago.
Because we keep talking about, like, we want to do the fucking, the whole
he's like,
full sack house.
Yeah, yeah, buy a fucking... Yeah, buy a fucking compound. We all cool. Get our own 500,000 square foot.
Yeah. It'd be kind of like Last Man Standing.
Have you seen that show?
Yeah, seen that?
Oh, with yeah. Camilla? It's a no with what's his nuts from Nebraska?
Josh.
No, it's not.
That's what he's a giant beard, like the. Like, everyone just, like, vanished. Like, him and, like...
Oh, Nicolas Cage?
No. It's a TV show on Fox.
Oh.
And he's got a toilet pool.
He's super funny.
And
like,
a martini pool.
Martini pool.
We watched, like, pool. 4 or 5 episodes.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The guy
yeah.
with the beard.
Yeah.
But I can't remember.
Oh. It's an okay.
I got, like, the first season in. I was like, I'm done.
We didn't even finish the first season.
Yeah.
We're talking Last Man Standing or Last Man
on Earth. Last Man on Earth. There we go.
Like,
have you guys
like
seen Man Seeking Woman?
Yes.
No.
Isn't that great?
Fucking funny.
That's some dark shit.
It's literally like, oh my god. It, like the very first episode, like he's like actually going on a date with a fucking troll. Like an actual, like 3.5 foot troll.
She doesn't say anything. She just grunts
and eats the rose.
I haven't seen
it. It's funny. Like
it has
weird.
Like I've seen the commercials for it where like he's getting swiped left on Tinder and he just like gets banged into the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got that Will
Forte.
Will Forte.
Kathy
yeah.
got it.
Good job. Well, she internet that shit.
He's on
still
research
pretty good.
And shit. I guess I got a computer in front of me.
Yeah.
Good job,
but it's doing some important stuff right now, so.
Yeah, but I'm talking. She's got a phone with her.
I'm on it.
Yeah, she's on.
She's good.
That's a good show. Like, it's worth watching. If you get an X-ray in a half an hour.
I don't. I, like, we...
It's not even a half hour. It's just 20 minutes on demand.
We have to, like, choose what we're going to watch, and this is what we're going to watch. That's why we're only so far in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And then if we're awake enough for what we want to watch.
I started watching, what's it called, Superstore?
We saw the pilot, and that was okay.
It's not too bad. It had maybe potential, but...
We've never worked retail, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
They made... It's like when Waiting came out, we're like, this is what it's like to work in a fucking kitchen. Right. I'm sure people go, like, Superstore is exactly what it's like to work retail. I think they're just trying to
remake The Office, in a sense.
It's not documentary.
Not like that, but I'm saying, like, this was Office antics, and there's...
It's a sitcom, dude. They all have antics. Bordertown wasn't that great.
But Ash vs. Evil Dead and The Badlands are my two favorite shows. Right.
I heard The Badlands are
amazing. Oh, yeah, you still have to give us the link for Ash vs. Evil Dead. I guess that's the end.
Yeah.
Is that the end?
Yeah, we've been at it for a while.
This is the end of a good movie.
That's a terrible fucking movie. When Jonah Hill got his fucking... Every orifice of his body fucked by a black demon. I'm like, I'm out.
That's kind of funny.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
It scared the shit out of me.
We haven't seen This Is the End.
I stuck tampons in my ass. That shit's scary.
We watched the English one, where they went to all the pubs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, World's End.
World's End. We watched Love World's End. Loved that movie. They came out at the same time. They were kind of roughly the same.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah,
like the
end of the world.
Apocalyptic
kind of Postalypse. Shit.
Apocalyptic.
Apocalyptic.
How many beers have I had?
Two.
Too many?
Well, I've had a couple at the house because we won and I was drinking a lot. So it was like 12 o'clock and I'm like ready about to fall asleep. So I stopped drinking.
Yeah, you get sleepy when you drink.
My what?
I said you get sleepy when you drink.
Mm. Yeah. Well, when I stop drinking.
You stop, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it has to be constant.
Why stop drinking? I haven't done it, like, in two episodes.
You guys haven't been together for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wants to yell at me. He's yelled at you that first episode.
That's yeah, because he's been a dick.
That's true.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you're just being an overly nice guy who is also a dick.
We didn't win. I was going to be overly nice if we won. Yeah.
So, car?
Car?
No. We were in Walla Walla. I'll end on this one. And we were trying to find breakfast. And there's only like one fucking breakfast joint in Walla Walla.
There's two.
We
found a second one. But anyway.
And the one we went to was called Bacon and Eggs. And it was fucking fantastic. It's called Bacon and Eggs. They've got, it was breakfast stuff.
They've got other stuff.
But it's kind of fancy.
A little fancy.
Like, cool. they've got
But if
got
you are
their,
not there by the time they open the doors, plan
there's
on
waiting lines at 7:30.
Oh, it's one of those places.
But we slept in a Walmart parking lot, so we were awake because it was cold.
You guys slept in a Walmart
parking lot?
Yeah, we slept in the van.
We did that whole trip on $300.
It was great.
For 2 days.
Congratulations.
Yeah, but it was a little cold to be doing that.
Yeah.
We slept our first night out at...
That's right, yeah, yeah.
Out at the state park, the Palouse Falls.
The Palouse Falls.
And then we drove over and slept at Walmart.
Which, I don't think I'd do that again.
You were talking about doing it for your last trip.
Yeah, I know, which we didn't. We stayed at a hotel.
Yeah, you got a hotel.
Because I'm smart.
So, but there's only one breakfast joint in Walla Walla.
Yep.
Two. So we're like, let's open a fucking breakfast restaurant in Walla Walla and make a ton of money.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That'd be good.
Then we were looking for a breakfast restaurant in our neighborhood yesterday.
Yeah.
And you have to go forever away to find one. And the ones that are around here are always fucking packed out. Let's open a breakfast joint here.
There you go.
/ brewery.
Brewery, yeah. You gotta
coffee beers. We have to have like rotating coffee beer.
Oh, yes.
I don't know how to brew on that scale.
Internet.
Can we have something called pie in a pint?
Sure.
Pie in a pint?
Yeah, you get like shepherd's pie or something.
I would totally rock out pies.
Yes.
Not bad.
Yeah,
shepherd's pies, dude.
Shepherd's pies. No, like shepherd's pies.
So good right now.
Warmed out.
So, because you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning. Which I know I totally ripped off from Clem Joe's. I don't care.
They won't listen.
Yeah. You guys don't even do that anymore, do you? I know you do breakfast, but do you... Is it still called Kegs and Eggs?
Fuck no. I haven't called Kegs and Eggs in like 2 years.
I haven't worked there for a couple years.
Maybe three.
Ah, Breakfast Brewery. Make low alcohol beers for breakfast.
Yeah, nothing like above 6.5.
Low alcohol is like 4, Justin. 6.5. That's for later strong, in the day.
What is this?
Don't climb over that.
Jackson, nine. Stop. So our beers are gone. Car?
Car?
Say car.
Wait a second.
No,
I'm sorry. Car.
Do you have another idea?
No.
Keep going then.
I'm good.
Yeah?
Car.
Car. What a coffee delivery company.
Car.
No, Starbucks is going to start.
They're not going to. You've been saying that for a fucking year. I came up with it before that.
Yeah, are you going to take on Starbucks?
Yeah, I'll take on Starbucks. I'll put one on every other corner right across from it. if I win the Powerball, I'm going to suddenly do that. Just like a, you know,
can you say back car, Jackson?
Car in the microphone.
No.
No? Peanut butter jelly sandwich?
Peanut butter jelly time.
Really, dude?
You should.
Again? It's gross.
You start using the potty, dude.
I know. Who did that?